This is Cocaine.
Been ordered here for a purpose, due to my experience from a career in the service. To all appearances, I'm merely a person, but there are circuits concealed in the surface. But nobody's perfect, not even mine. I can see the fear she's feeling inside, but can't quite empathize with the reason she is crying. But I don't need to deal with it. My priority is reaching the scene of the crime, high-rise horror scene. I'm only even here to provide quality authority on whatever unfolded on this property. So once I've told it to the SWAT, I'll see what subtlety I can reveal. And employing my appeal to the android with whom I'm gonna have to deal. Seems antisocial, but on closer inspection, there's definitely some personal connection. Whether he was turned due to hurt or rejection, there's a little girl needing urgent protection. Who doesn't deserve this aggression? Now for me to be stepping out to the penthouse balcony. How did he really fire around everything? How could he think it'd help anything? Now we're really in a painful conundrum. I'm gonna begin with a straightforward introduction. I'm Connor, would you do me the honor of stepping off the ledge? No, not the edge, are you off your head? He's gotten scared, had enough and said if we stepped any closer they'd be dropping dead. Fate hanging by a cotton thread or a copper wire, or it might be fiber optic. I am trying to inquire into what has got his clock ticking, but there isn't time for the whys and the whats. This is life on the line and it's my job to stop this. It's not a trick you can fix with a drop kick. Cliff top cliffhanger logic that is toxic. It's rock solid but he's standing on a rock cliff, so no SWAT long shot's gonna stop this. No sudden change of heart from a soft kiss. No M. Night Shyamalan shot plot twist. This is an uncommon situation. I do not wish that one of my songs had a really big drop. Shh. If only things could have been different. If only things could have been different. If only. If I'd have just listened better, I could have sussed this in a second. The blood dripping on the dresser couldn't have been any fresher. I guess I must have given in to the pressure, but luckily I've been given a little refresher to experiment and test a different method that better fix the dilemma, envelop it as a present. Getting under the desk and then I pick up a weapon, then getting under the skin of this particular specimen. Non-citizen, he's never been convicted of felon, so I'm a sifted the evidence. We're predicting his temperament and commit to whatever decision that I've eventually given. As if I was there with the kid and I'm staring into his retinas with her. Even thinking it's making me shiver. And if we mess it up, how could the parents ever forgive us? For such a deadly decision, we must be there with precision, and from every position. It's a roulette, and this could go so many ways. Head spinning like a Santa helicopter rotor blades. If there's a god, then god just wrote a play. Is it a comedy or tragedy? We've got to know today. There's no escape, no doctor, no to stay of leave. No hope and pray, you've got to vote remain. If you don't, then the shot will blow your brain. So rough the shot, wave on me, you suffer loads of pain. So look the other way, oh just a little late. Pull back my elbow and then I'll stuck it in your face. Look, I'll do whatever stuff the predicament takes, just to make the guarantee that our object is safe. Is this the fall of mankind? Nah, I hear this all the damn time. Androids are the people with the cell phones, talking to the humans who would tell them, call the landline. Can high artificial intelligence really be aware of it is committing a deadly sin? Or is it synthetic and it is merely pretending to think? Whether it is or isn't, their existence can end in a blink. In the end, it doesn't matter. Flesh and metal are another matter. And I guess it's just another chapter in the never-ending epic of connected interaction that ascend from elements and chemicals up into passion. If only things could have been different. If only things could have been different. If only.